Gang banging in our streets. We under siege. It's time for some peace. We plant the seeds, but we kill the bush before they trees. Wanna see my boy become a man, I'm begging please. The violence is affecting us, not protecting us. The biggest form of disrespecting us and neglecting us. And you blame it on the music, well then play this. And see how many kids is gonna say this.
Black people, stop the violence. White people, stop the violence.
Drop a cut with all love, try to sever hate. Hey yo, we never hate, teach them how to educate. School them on a hard knock life and pray they graduate. Ain't nothing cool about the streets but a body temp. Your soul levitates, it gets heavy, no featherweight. Let us pray for a better day. Stop the violence for heaven's sake.
You know silence is worse than the violence itself. Hands that build a kingdom so deceiving and misleading. Failure striking the land, tragedy again. Money, power, and gold, idols won't pay the toll. The problems, the pain, the solutions, they're healing. Only the good done for your people will help them grow.
Sun up to sundown. On the outside, this man couldn't put his gun down. Should've thought about it before he let off.
We
that
been silent for too long. It's overdue in time we speak. Instead of ourselves, it's time we make the violence cease. It's all dead. Forget it, move on and keep treading. Negativity setting, let's straight and level headed. It's time we make the gun stop. Let's get our youth to practice a jump shot instead of a gunshot. I'm speaking to y'all, I ain't trying to lecture you. It's relevant and it's evident. Manifesto.
They say we're too small to take down a giant, but this here's the slingshot that struck down Goliath. The old days are gone, it's time for a new approach. Black on black crimes are set up, they don't need a rope. UDF carries blunts and wine, but refuses to sell condoms. They're a part of the crown. Injustice is amongst us, it's time that we rise. Put your index and middle fingers up in the sky.
All I see is people decreasing with a ton of sense of action. So I rhyme for a reason. Every day another family is grieving. We need to bond together, be our community's beacon. Not for a day or for a season, but for a lifetime, because this violence only weakens the neighborhood, so we need to put a peace in. Try to reverse the ugliness of what a peace in.
Today there's a story about arms firing. The news on the news ain't too admiring. Finds itself in something more inspiring. Violence ain't the answer, just a cancer to society. Gotta make a way, it's time to be role models. Cause what you do, the next generation follows. Use your brain, I know your skull ain't that hollow. Play it clean, lead, and watch the people follow.
And if you're choking on your pride, then you need to swallow. It's time to aim for the point, and I ain't talking hollow. Let's take the fingers off the trigger, throw the guns in the river, for they can't hardly find you like Waldo. Just listen to the song, yo. Revolutionary movement going bozo. With this neighborhood and that neighborhood, if we all work together, we can save the hood.
Yes, that was Stop the Violence right there. So today, during this show, I'm going to play the songs throughout the show and send a message out there. And we are simulcasting with Six Eyes Radio Show. And so we will be simulcasting different shows with Six Eyes Radio every Tuesday. Might be different times, so no telling what time we're going to choose the simulcast of Six Eyes Radio to do different shows. We're going to do different shows. Every Tuesday is going to be something different. So we want to give you more than just music. And the first thing I want to talk about, let me let Six Eyes in. He's joined me on the show. He's going to co-host with me on the show. And the first thing I want to talk about is I just saw on my Facebook page, because you know you follow a lot of celebrities' fan pages, and I just saw D.L. Hughley post a picture from Twitter of two white girls talking about they're going to be niggas for Halloween. And their faces are tanned like I would say a caramel color black. And they're talking about being niggas for Halloween. Now, I think that's very dumb and stupid. Because when as soon as people ask them what they're supposed to be for Halloween, they're going to get their butt kicked. Why would you want to be why would you want to be a black person for Halloween? That doesn't make any sense to me. That really doesn't. And then, on that same Halloween topic, there's pictures going around the internet of people being Trayvon Martin for Halloween. I saw one picture of a guy being Trayvon Martin with the hoodie, the Skittles, the juice, and his face was painted black. So another picture for Halloween, one guy was Zimmerman, the other guy was Trayvon, with a girl in between them, and he has his arm around the girl, and his hand is pointing like a gun at Trayvon.
Unbelievable.
Really? Man, this is what people are being so insensitive. I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Unbelievable. I was just in the studio working on some music, but that's unbelievable. I mean, gone are the days when you could actually go trick or treating. I mean, our time, we'll never see our time of trick or treating again in our lifetime. And the sad thing about it is, when we were growing up, the only thing we had to worry about was apples. We had to worry about apples because people would put razor blades in them. So I was told to stay away from the apples and any kind of candy that was loose. You know, don't discard that. So no apples and no candy that was just easily to be opened. That's all we had to worry about, you know, as far as costumes go. You know, now to relive the tragedy of Trayvon Martin get killed, cut down at an early age of 17 years old, forever to stay young, forever never have the chance to right his wrongs, you know, but they want to display him as a gun-toting, weed-smoking thug, you know, and that was just so wrong, you know. You know, I don't even want to relive that, but had Zimmerman followed directions, Trayvon would still be alive. I mean, there's no way you could live somewhere for 5 years and not know the streets. It's only three streets, and you don't know the three streets. You've been there working for 5 years. You'll need to be working there. But, you know, when I was growing up, we had to, you know, with me, I had the worst luck with costumes. Either my rubber band would break or the strap where you were tied up in the back of the costume. Maybe you have to step in the costume. You used to come in a box. You used to have a little plastic mask with the rubber band. Without fail, my rubber band would always break, and the strap where you tie up the costume would always end up breaking. I mean, it never failed. So that was my Halloween horror nightmares. But, you know, it was fun back then. You know, we had a lot of fun. Now you got people want to dress up in blackface, you know, be ignorant, dress up as characters, you know, who's killed and one who's died. You know, that's just ridiculous. And I tell you another thing too. I you got me hip to that bitch strip stuff. And there's a Halloween picture that I want to put up there so bad, but I won't do it because the person is lighter than me. So to me, that would be racist to the Caucasian, so I don't put it up there. You see what I'm saying?
Well, doing bitch strips and that's not being, because the person is white, that's not being racist. What's being racist is going on Twitter with a picture of you and your friend dressed in supposedly be blackface to say you're going for Halloween, you're going as a nigga.
I understand that, but what I'm telling you is every bitch strip is you. And I don't know who that other person is, but It's me. Every other bitch strip I put up there has been me in my suit. Okay. This one, they got me on a costume with white face. You have to look at it.
Okay, I get you now. They put you in a Halloween costume, but it's white face, so
exactly.
I get what you mean. But my thing is, why would you be so, as a person, be so insensitive? Why would you
because
dress
it has,
up for
it
Halloween?
Hasn't happened.
You know,
I'm
why
tell
would
you
dress
why.
Up? You know what I'm saying? As Trayvon Martin, of all black, if you wanted to dress up like a black person, of all black people to dress up as for Halloween, why would you pick Trayvon Martin?
Because they're ignorant, they're insensitive, and it hasn't happened to them. You know, that's like somebody dressing up as one of their cousins that got killed, no matter how. Let's say they fell off a bridge. But you go dress up like them. Until it stinks and hurts them, they're not going to care. You know, and I don't want nothing to happen, you know, to their family, but I'm just giving you an example. That's what's going to happen. You know, because that's ignorant.
And then there's another picture I saw. It was a black girl with two white people. She, I guess, supposedly dressed up like a slave, and they was putting a noose around her neck.
She needs her ass whooped.
And that's supposed to be the Halloween costume. I don't know if they were at a Halloween, you know, because Halloween's on a weekday. You know, normally people, you know, do their Halloween parties early because being that Halloween is on a weekday. And she was smiling with this noose around her neck like it was cute. There, she's got the noose on her neck, and they're holding the other end like they pulling the noose. But and she's
please,
smiling.
Please tell me the girl
in
is
the
young.
Picture. Of course.
Okay, because I was about to say if she was anywhere our age, she'd need her ass whooped.
But what made her think that them putting a noose around her neck was cute?
I don't know. You know, there's crazy things you do for a photo op, but reliving some slavery, something that happened to us that we endured for over 400 years, is not cute. You know what I mean? That happened 400 years ago, and that's not cute. I mean, you don't want to relive nothing like that. But you have some people that are ignorant. I mean, just because you get older in age doesn't mean you get wiser. You know, so
yeah.
A lot of people are ignorant. And the sad thing about it, you know, a lot of people are taught that. A lot of people are taught ignorance. I mean, we go back to the movie The Burning Man. And she was trying to go to school to better herself. The guy didn't want her to better herself, so he threw her books in the fire. So what I'm saying, a lot of times, you know, when you sit down at the dinner table to talk, it's more ignorance than it is good conversation going on. You know, it's how much of an asshole were you today? Hey, how big of an asshole were you today? Oh, well, Pop, I did this. You know, so we could go through every ethnicity, you know. But that's the sad part about it. You know, I grew up in a nice family. I did, you know, little immature things growing up. You know, we all have. But never have I dressed up as someone who's passed on. You know, I like Nirvana, but I'm not going to dress up as the dude that killed himself.
Kurt Cobain,
I'm not going to dress up as him. You know, I like Keith Ledger. I'm not going to dress up like him. You know, so it's just a lot of ignorance that people have. It's like a lot of people have free time on their hand, and they come up with these ignorant thoughts. If you want to get into the conversation, you can call
626-414-3449. That's 626-414-3449 or 424-243-9617.
call in. We love to hear your thoughts. Let us know what you think. Tell us some of your Halloween stories, your memories, your good, your bad, and let us know. I already told you mine.
That those just seeing those pictures, I'm like, really, you being so insensitive.
Yeah.
You know, the parents are still grieving the loss of their child, and you want to be Trayvon for Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I just came across another story, and I know everybody's seen the TLC movie Crazy, Sexy, Cool that came on VH1. Well, this story is that Pebbles is suing Left Eye. Yes, Pebbles is suing Left Eye for money that she owed her from 1992. Really?
Wow.
This woman is dead, been dead for years, and you're suing her for money that she owes you?
Dead person can't pay no bills, so good luck with that.
No, she, if she's really suing Left Eye, she goes against their estate, goes against who owns Left Eye's estate. So if Left Eye's estate was left to her mama and her mama's still alive, she can sue Left Eye's mama because she owns Left Eye's estate and recoup her money. But why would you do that?
Mm-hmm. Well,
now, this article was saying... This article is saying, is this woman for real? TLC's former manager, Pebbles, said that she would approach the girl group with her legal team if she found one thing wrong with her portrayal in their VH1 Crazy Sexy Cool biopic. According to the website Queen BMP, the former manager is still owed money by the deceased member, Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Pebbles allegedly told a VH1 correspondent, just because she's not here doesn't mean she ain't got to pay what she owe. Everybody pays what they owe, as TLC. The site claims that Pebbles added, I honestly thought of her as a little sister that owes me money from 1992.
Damn. That's crazy right there. But I'll tell you on a brighter note.
Then it says, Crazy, Sexy, Cool sold over 11 million copies in the U.S. and became one of the first albums to ever receive a diamond certification from the RIAA and won the group a 1996 Grammy Award for Best R&B Album and a 1996 Grammy Award for Best R&B Performance by duo or group for Creep. During their massive success, the members of TLC filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on July 3, 1995. They declared debts totaling $3.5 million, much of it because of Lisa Left Eye's insurance payments arising from the arson incident and Tian Walker's medical bills, but the primary reason being that each member of the group were taking home less than $35,000 a year after paying managers, producers, expenses, and taxes. They sought to renegotiate their 1991 contract with LaFace, under which they only received 7% of the revenues from the album sales. As a result, their association with Peptone, both Peptone and LaFace, countered that TLC simply wanted more money and were in no real financial danger. What? $35,000 and no financial danger? Resulting in 2 years of legal debates before the cases were finally settled in late 1996. See, Pebbles was their manager at the same time she was married to L.A. Reid.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, of course she's going to have them sign with her husband, Mabel.
Any
person married to a record exec who's going into artist manager, who wouldn't want their artist to be signed to their husband's label?
Yeah. You know something else?
What?
They had the same lawyer. Pebbles had the same lawyers as TLC. So that's a conflict of interest right there. Now, in January, I talked to Carl Payne, who played L.A. Reid in the movie. I talked to him in January. And it's funny to show you how time has passed, and this year is almost out of here. It goes to show you how time flies. Now, that was in January, and then October 21st is when the movie premiered, and it premiered to a great, great review. But the only thing I didn't like is, it's like, okay, I don't believe the critics were that, I mean, the public was that hard on them. I don't think so. I just wondered, it was like certain parts in there. Oh, well, my little such and such has this car right here, blah, blah, blah. I didn't like that part. That's the only part of the movie I didn't like. And Pebbles, she was a little rough on them. She was. You know, if the shoe was on the other foot, and Chili, T-Boz, or Left Eye was her. You understand what I'm saying? If she was them, she wouldn't have liked that. You know? That contract was crazy. It was crazy, it wasn't sexy, and it damn sure wasn't cool.
Then it says here, it says TLC sold 10 million records and got paid $15K each. They had to buy the name from Pebbles at $1 million per letter. So that's $3 million in total for them to keep the name TLC.
Mm-hmm.
Each member had to pay $1 million so they could keep the name TLC.
Mm-hmm. It's totally crazy.
And so she thinking, but if they wasn't really making money, where Pebbles think she getting this money she's owed from Left Eye from?
Well,
if you read all the articles that's been out in the news about how everything went down between TLC and Pebbles, if they really wasn't making money, how is she going to get her money back that Left Eye owed her?
They made money. I mean, they pretty much made money touring.
They made, yeah, but they didn't. If you're selling 10 million in records, the label, out of that 10 million, the label gets their cut, you get your cut.
I tell you how it was.
They didn't
tell
get
you
that much of a cut out of that 10 million. If they only got $15K out of $10 million.
Let me explain to you what they got. We got a loaf of bread, okay? Okay.
They each got one third.
Yeah, I'ma tell you.
They
got two pieces of bread a year. Basically. They got two pieces of bread a year. The rest was split up between Pebbles and the record company. So that covers all your production costs, your this, your that, your videos. It covers all that. It covers everything that it has to go do with the aspect of TLC, the wardrobe, the videos, the everything. Okay? So this is how it happens. Okay? So each year, Chili T-Boz and Left Eye got the butt. They got the butt of the bread. They got a piece of bread. Each one of them. Each year. Pebbles and L.A. Reid pretty much got the better of the bread. And that's how it was. So the bread wasn't sliced up equally. It wasn't sliced up equally. That's kind of like them being hungry but you got to make this whole sandwich last a year. You know, that's why you get in this music business. Please read your contracts, please. You know, you got to have contracts, and you got to have somebody that's, you don't have this any lawyer go over your contract. You need, what you need is an entertainment lawyer. And if you don't have an entertainment lawyer, you can Google an entertainment lawyer. And that way, there's certain jargon that he'll understand, you know, and he can break the contract down to you in layman's terms and let you know what's going on, versus you trying to figure something out yourself, you're not going to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you have to do that.
Man, I think that's totally wrong. She is not here. There's nothing you can do. Uh-oh. Here go. We got political news now. It says Jesse Jackson Jr. is now inmate number 32451-016. Details on what the former congressman did when he turned himself in and where he'll be serving his time. Do the crime, gotta do the time. Ain't nobody should gonna stop on the wrist for the crimes they commit. Yep. It says, Jesse Jackson Jr. turned himself in at the Butner Federal Correction Complex in North Carolina Tuesday morning to begin serving a 24-month sentence for his misuse of $750,000 in campaign funds. According to a Chicago Tribune report, the disgraced ex-lawmaker has been assigned to the facility's minimum security camp that houses approximately 332 inmates in a dormitory-style setting. Jackson initially turned himself in Monday, but was sent away because of a paperwork snafu. He was accompanied by his wife, Sienna, who will begin her related 12-month term within 30 days of his release. The sentencing judge allowed them to serve at different times out of consideration for their young children, who are 13 and 10. Butner, the Tribune report, has had in its custody a series of high-profile prisoners, including the Ponzi scheme and financier, Bernard Madoff, currently serving time there, and the blind sheik, Omar Ahmed Rahman, who was convicted of plotting to blow up landmarks in New York City. Former Chicago Police Commander John Berg, accused of torturing African-American suspects to make false confessions, is another Butner inmate. Wow. So Jesse Jackson Jr. turned himself in. He'll be doing his 24 months in jail, and when he's done, his wife will serve her 12-month sentence. Do the crime, do $750,000 in campaign funds. That money was for to help your campaign, not for you to go splurge and go live like you rich. And you wonder why people don't like politicians. You wonder why people don't want to go vote. This is the main reason why people don't vote. Because politicians are busy not working for the people, they're busy working for themselves. Yeah, that's, but yep, so we're gonna keep this show going. We got more news for y'all. I'll play another song for y'all. This song, it's called Enough, and it's about bullying. And like I said on today's show, it's songs with a message. And this song has got a message, another hip-hop song, but it's about bullying.
Hey, yo, Bronny Run, Winterville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
We gotta put this down for all the people out there that's been bullied, kicked, pushed around. You gotta set up and let the people know enough is enough. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. Yeah. Run, coming stronger than I ever did. This time I'm reaching out so I can tell the kids about a topic that's getting out of hand. So I'ma address it to every one of my fans. Calling names, getting pushed around, it ain't cool. Walking down the hallway, getting taunted in the school. Getting off the bus, running through your bedroom in tears. Thinking about the next day, sitting shaking with fear. Every day, same thing, but you're scared to tell. And if you did, you go home with your eyeballs well. Not just kids, grown people get fully burst up results. You might find a victim playing in the hurt and it hurts me to see people act like that. But they're thinking it's funny, making themselves look whack. I attack all the bullies thinking that they tough. If you bully like me, screaming up is enough. While I drop a little knowledge and give you some remembrance that most of y'all forgotten. A bully ain't a joke, a bully is the real deal. A nationwide problem and it's getting real ill. Every time I look around, I see somebody getting pushed around. Ain't done nothing to anybody. Bullies only bully cause they wanna be superior. The best way they can do it is to put a little fear in you. Threaten your life on an everyday basis. Put you in the dirt and they spit up in your faces. Make you sit down when you wanna stand up. Good people turn bad cause they always fed up. This is so real, we hear about it all in the news. Not over but nationwide, doing what it do. Take a stand, let them know that this ain't a bluff. Once again, I'ma tell you that enough is enough. Your parents or anybody, let them know what's going on. It's getting out of hand. They need to stop it before the problem hits the fan. If you have to defend yourself, by all means, just keep fighting until somebody step on the scene. Think about it, Mr. Bully, that was your shit. Little brother or grandma getting pushed to this. You wouldn't like it, would you? Tell me how that feels. Not so good, think about the stuff of the queer. I'm a first-hand victim, picked on every day. Now I'm honored for letting people hear what I gotta say. Look at me now, the hottest thing bumping in the street. Got the net on fast, but dropping mad hit. I got through it, best believe the road was rough. Took a stand, told myself enough is enough.
Picture, the boy got dreads, one eye is shut, one eye is barely open, his nose is running blood, his mouth is all bloody, his lips looked like they were, they, that they expanded from being hit in it.
How old is this person?
And this article is by Dr. Boyce Watkins.
And how
you
old
can
is
see
the
this
person? How old is the person got beat up?
I don't know how old. I'm about to read this, the article right now by Dr. Boyce Watkins. This article I found on Culture Critic. It's spelled with, both words are spelled with a K. So if you go to culturecritic.com, you can see this article. It says the details are adamantly sketchy on what happened here. When this boy decided to share his domestic dispute with Cyberspace, we are not sure if he is seeking sympathy or just happened to snap the photo. The story goes something like this. The teenager gets out of control and begins to argue with his mother. He then refers to his mother as a bitch, which leads to his father stepping in to defend his mother. Excuse me, y'all. We don't know who won the fight, but this is what his face looks like after the fight is over, assuming that he is the cause of assuming that he is the cause of the injuries in this image. Did this dad go too far with the boy? As the image has been circulated throughout the blog sphere, everyone has been giving their two cents on the matter. Does the dad go overboard? My answer is probably yes, unless there is some piece of the story that hasn't been shared. I can't imagine your son saying anything that would justify a beating of this magnitude. Even kicking him out of the house or calling the police might be a better option than simply beating him to a pulp and risking jail time yourself. Anyone who was raised in the old school knows that this sort of thing happens regularly in our community, and there was a time when the idea of being able to call the authorities on your parents was simply out of the question. While some might think it's sad, it's a sad day that a child can call the police on his parents, there are some parents who need to learn how to slow their roll. Being the hell out of your child and being proud of it is no way to parent. I hope we can agree on that. There are far more intelligent and loving ways to get your child to respect you. Instead of threatening to kill them for every little indiscretion as they simply creep and do all their dirt behind your back. At the same time, I'm adamantly skeptical of all the new age read white psychologists who try to tell us that black parents are backwards for believing that some kids need to be spanked. Every time I go to the grocery store and see a little blonde-headed three-year-old throwing boxes of cereal at his mother's head, I'm reminded of why the old school can sometimes be preferable to the undisciplined behemoths that I've seen on college campuses. I can name at least 500 kids I've taught over the years whose parents never taught them discipline and therefore gave them a license to become menaces to society. It says we love our kids and there may be room for various forms of physical discipline, but beatings like the one in this image have to stop. Feel free to help me understand why I might be wrong. So he doesn't know exactly what happened. All he knows is that the teenage boy called his mom a bitch and the father stepped in and took matters into his own hands.
Wow.
So what do you think about that article?
I think it's real sad. I think it's sad. Nobody should have to go to that length. If you're going to discipline somebody, I mean, you don't even have to. If you could have whooped him, you don't whoop him to that extent. I mean, he could have took something from him. He could have took, you know, anything from him, the TV, the video game, anything. I mean, but that's like
stranger. You wouldn't even meet a stranger like that. And this is your child that you meet like that?
Yeah.
It was totally uncalled for. Uncalled for. No matter what the color, it was uncalled for. That's sad. That's sad. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, that's overkill right there. For you to do that.
Henny ain't already. But it don't, and yeah, that's too going too far.
Yeah, and let me tell you, let's revisit Halloween. Let me tell you, it's this. You know, I'm in Ohio. So there's this lady who had a baby. Now, this is a picture of a baby. And the baby was decapitated and laid on the curb. So you had motorists and walking by, you know, walking by, who thought it was real. But this is her Halloween display. This is her Halloween display. And that's ignorant right there. You know, that's ignorant right there. You know, I'd rather see the scarecrow, you know, or nothing like that. Nothing like that. That's ignorant right there. She thought it was oh so cute and funny.
Yeah.
It just goes to show you the level of people's thinking.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It's really sad, you know. And we at Six Eyes Radio and Road to Starlight Radio want the children to have a safe and productive Halloween, come back in one piece. We advise that you do not eat any loose candy, stay away from caramel apples and apples, period. That's what my mother told me, so I'm passing down the wisdom that she gave me. Stay away from those. You can buy apples and make caramel apples at home with your parents on Saturday, or your big sister and big brother inside the house. Stay away from that. Also, wear reflective clothing so you're able to be seen. Now, a lot of the costumes will have like a reflective strip on it, but I advise you to get the lighted up lanterns that light up. They even have like lighted up candy pails that light up, but make sure that you're wearing bright colors, because we at Six Eyes Radio and Road to Starlight Radio want you to come back in one piece. We want you to have fun as well, but be safe. And please be accompanied by an adult, someone 15 and over, 18 and over if you can help it. Because I was 13 before I could actually go trick-or-treating by myself. You know, and that's one thing I miss about going trick-or-treating, because the three of us were together. We were goofy and we had a lot of fun. You know, so hello to my brother and sister in the sky. So, yeah, you know, we just want you to have fun, but you got to be mindful. It's the people out there that has evil in their heart, you know, and you're going to have fun to go trick-or-treating, but you don't want nobody to tamper with the candy or put something in the apple that's going to make you sicker or possibly, you know, cut you, you know, because it happens, you know. So the bottom line is, we want you to have fun, but we want you to be safe. Call in.
Yeah, you can call in to 626-414-3449 or 424-243-9617. So I just found another article. And this one is about DJ Quick blames the fall of Death Row and the shooting death of Tupac on who you think?
Who we blamed it on?
Yeah.
Suge Knight?
Well, I'm going to read the article because I don't think he's blaming Suge Knight. So I'm going to read the article. It's by John Henry Harris. It says, Compton music legend DJ Quick was at Gentleman Jack's R, Beats, and Lyrics tour stop in Atlanta when AllHipHop.com secured an interview from a very candid Quick who says the fall of Death Row Records and the death of rap icon Tupac can all be pointed towards one man, and he is not anyone that has been on the usual list of suspects. It wasn't that Suge Knight brought down Death Row either. It was Trayvon Lane. I don't know they're saying, because they got a word there, but they put, you know how they put the asterisk marks there, like when you're saying the curse word?
Okay.
So I don't know what this is supposed to mean. So it says, so the guy's name is Trayvon Lane. I don't know who Trayvon Lane is. Oh, I guess he was calling him a bitch ass. So, okay,
okay,
whoever this Trayvon Lane is, DJ Quick called him a bitch ass.
Oh, Trayvon called who a bitch
ass? It said it wasn't Suge Knight that wore down Death Row either. It was Trayvon Lane, bitch ass, said DJ Quick. Scary ass nigga. Got that chain took, then got Tupac in there fighting. And then that's how Tupac got shot. Because Trayvon Lane, he was like the little bully. He was like an instigator. It's always the one that don't mean nothing that bring the whole house of cards down. Trayvon Lane, you ought to be real proud of yourself, you bitch ass nigga.
Wow, that's DJ Quick talking like that?
Huh?
That's DJ Quick talking like that?
Yes.
DJ
wow. Quick was... He said DJ Quick was an in-house producer at Death Row Records during the 1990s that produced records for Tupac, Snoop Dogg, and many more. Quick candidly and finally swerved through memories during that time period, which he said was fun when the money was being spent, but that changed when things became violent. He said, I witnessed some assholes you wouldn't believe. The legendary producer also gave his thoughts on the state of the music game then and now. We lost the best motherfuckers. We're pretty much missing the whole A-team of hip-hop and R&B right now. DJ Quick pointed out that in their heyday, the 90s went by too fast. I think we took it for granted, and we didn't think that shit was ever going to end. How could something so beautiful turn so fucking putrid and weird? I have to find myself wanting the same thing. So whoever this Trayvon Lane is, he's the reason why Pac is dead and why there's no more Death Row Records. So it's not Suge Knight.
Wow.
DJ Quick doesn't blame Suge Knight like everybody else is blaming Suge Knight.
Wow. You know, it's sad. It's really sad. But, you know, this is why I set out to make good music timeless music. You know, and for those that don't know, I'm a producer as well. So, that's right. So, yeah, you got to make timeless music. You got to make timeless music. So, yeah. You know, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. I believe the Tupac beef and the Biggie beef was fueled by the media, because the news operate on bad news. If you ever notice, you watch the news, they wait to tell you the bad news like 5 minutes before the newscast goes off. Why? Because they're built off ratings just like movies are. It's sitcoms. You know, so just to let you guys know, if you didn't know that, it is. I know people that work in television, and they broke it all down to me how it works. I want to say a beautiful hello to the Ramona Robinson. She's a news anchor here in Ohio. Love that lady. Hello, Ramona Robinson. So, yeah. So, you can check out Road to Stardom 7 days a week, 11 p.m. or if noted otherwise, you'll be known. You can check out the Six Eyes Radio Show 7 days a week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 9 p.m. is Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. And Thursday through Saturday is 11 p.m., unless noted otherwise. And every Sunday, get your praise on without leaving the house. The Six Eyes Gospel Show is 12 noon. 424-243-9617 is the station number. You can simply Google the Six Eyes Radio Show. Follow it. Follow Road to Stardom Radio. Love to have you both. Just Google both of those, Road to Stardom Radio and Six Eyes Radio Show. Google, follow. You'll be among great company. And we do appreciate your support thus far. You can call 424-243-9617 if you want to engage in the conversation. 424-243-9617 or call Rose's number.
606-414-3449. So I found this article on Influx We Trust from Master Flex. He's an old DJ in New York City. He has his own little blog site, and this is about sports.
Okay.
Agree or disagree, check out what LeBron James said about Allen Iverson.
Okay.
It says, for those confused on why there's a lot of Allen Iverson stories lately, here's a little reminder. He will officially announce his retirement at the club's home opener October 30th, this Wednesday. LeBron spoke about it today and made a very strong statement. I think a lot of fans will agree. Check out what he said about AI and weigh in.
Mm-hmm.
During a previous interview with ESPN's Chris Broussard, LeBron admitted that Iverson, along with Michael Jordan, was one of his favorite players to watch on tape. Now he's taking his infatuation one step further, calling AI pound for pound the greatest player ever. So, LeBron James is calling Allen Iverson pound for pound the greatest player ever. Understand that LeBron isn't calling Iverson the greatest player ever. Michael Jordan can rest easy knowing King James hasn't attempted to defile his legacy. When he says pound for pound, LeBron is talking about actual weight, about Iverson's size.
Okay.
For Iverson's size, he's one of the best players in the NBA.
Okay. I remember I met Allen Iverson. It was at a club, Mirage, here in Cleveland. And my hair wasn't done. So I, because my hairdresser, she didn't do, she, I was, what was I wearing back then? I think I was wearing, I had my locks. I had my locks back then. And I didn't get to see her, so my hair had to get retwisted. So I walk in there, and Allen Iverson is standing there. He's like, "What's up, man?" I said, "Hey, how you doing?" He said, "You about to go in there?" I said, "Nah, man." I said, "You see my hair?" He said, "Oh, man, F that, man. Go in there, mingle with the honeys, man. Go in there." I said, I'll go back next week, you know. Because, you know, you got to look nice when you go out, you know. And I wasn't comfortable going in there with my hair not twisted. So I didn't go in.
Do you agree or disagree with LeBron is saying that for his size, Allen Iverson is one of the great players in the NBA?
I'm going to say that he is small, but he is a very effective player. I'll say that.
Iverson is one of my favorites. I've been following him since his college days.
He played
for one of my favorite teams in his college days.
Okay.
And then he made it to the NBA. I was like, oh, he's in the NBA. Not everybody gets to make it to, you know, playing college ball. Be it football or basketball, not everybody gets to make it to the pros. Just because you're good, you know, in college ball, don't mean they see you as good enough to be in the pros. So not everybody makes it.
Okay.
But he made it, and then he messed up his career, and then he was playing overseas. Allen Iverson's been playing overseas. That's why you haven't seen him on any NBA courts, because he's been playing overseas. See? People was sharing the photo, though I told you, of the guy with the snap, with the iced tea, the Skittles, and the hoodie, and blackface being Trayvon Martin.
People are
got
just
the people are sharing it on Facebook. I understand they're sharing it, you know, to show people what, how sick people can be, but by you sharing it, you making it worse, the situation worse. Why would you? I saw it. I didn't share it. I saw it and was like, how insensitive could the person be? But, you know, it keeps going, it's going around and around on Facebook. So I'm going to see it probably 1,000 times already on Facebook.
Wow.
Yep. So, yeah, so, you know, I'm going through Facebook. Because, you know, on Facebook, I get a lot of articles posted to my wall. And I read them because, you know, this one is old, where Swizz Beatz's ex-wife responds back to Alicia Keys. She's saying Alicia Keys is the reason why they broke up. And Alicia Keys said they're not. She's not the reason why. That right there, that situation, any situation like that where your man is messing around with some other chick and y'all relationship ain't where it used to be, stop blaming the other woman. Reevaluate your relationship with your man to see where things went wrong and stop blaming the other woman. Because something has to be going on for him to want to go to the other woman. No man is just going to, just while he's with you, go to another woman for no reason. Because if he got you, there's no need for there to be another woman. So there's something you're doing wrong that made him want to go to another woman. And a lot of these women don't get it. They don't understand that. And then, oh, she's the reason why we broke up. No, he's the reason why y'all broke up. He's the reason why y'all divorced. Stop blaming the other woman. Because, of course, you know, Swizz Beatz is a high-profile producer, so everybody know who he is and who he was married to. But still, a lot of these men go out and they don't tell these women they meet that they're married.
Mm-hmm.
So they go out and have these affairs on the side without these women knowing they're married. Just like last night, I was watching Love and Hip Hop.
Where's the premiere? Monday?
It premiered Monday at 8 o'clock on VH1. I was watching Love and Hip Hop, and Peter Guns lives with his baby, him and his baby mama got two kids together.
Okay.
He's now
where's Rico Love from?
Rico Love, I think, is from Atlanta. I'm not sure, but he's not in Love and Hip Hop.
Well, what the hell was I watching?
He's not a cast member. He probably was in an episode of Love and Hip Hop, but he's not a cast member.
Okay.
So, Peter Guns is a rapper. We known him from back in the day when Shaq came out with an album. He was on one of the songs of Shaq. Then him and Lord Tariq got together, and they came out as a duo in the rap game. They had a hit song called Uptown Baby, and made a whole bunch of money from that, got a lot of exposure from that.
Mm-hmm.
His son is Corey Guns, who was signed to Young Money, but he's transitioning from being the artist to being an artist manager. He manages this girl named Amina Butterfly, who used to be in the group called Black Butterfly with her two sisters. They were born and raised in Germany, but they moved to the States to make it big in the music industry. So he's her manager. He's sleeping with her. And
mm-hmm.
while he's living with his baby mama and his two kids. I wouldn't say baby mama. As you would say in the hood, as he's living with wifey and his two kids, but behind her back, he's sleeping with his artist.
Wow.
Last season of Love and Hip Hop, he told Rich Dollaz, who's one of the cast members, to not mess with Erica Mena, who's one of the girls he was going to sign and be the manager for her modeling
mm-hmm.
career and her music career.
Mm-hmm.
He told her don't mess with her, mixing business and pleasure won't work. But he turns around this season and does the same thing he just told Rich last season not to do. And then the girl, she got talent. She's all right.
Okay.
So his wifey was like, saw the picture of the girl leaning on him, taking the picture of them together, and she thinks something going on, which something is going on, because he displayed that throughout the whole episode. And she's like, something going on. He lied to her, saying nothing going on. She was just, faking the pic.
Mm-hmm.
But the baby mama don't know what she will find out the next episode is this broad got a tattoo that says Miss Spanky on it. She tattooed his last name on her back. Miss Panky, she tattooed that on her back. And she said she is his wife.
Yeah, really?
He's jeopardizing his family for his artist that he told Rich Dollaz he's in love. He loves her. He's in love with her. So now they're saying Peter Guns is the new Stevie J for Love and Hip Hop. Whatever is your new Love and Hip Hop? Because in Love and Hip Hop ATL, Stevie J was messing with his artist, got busted. Now he's married to his artist.
Okay, I have the bad internet connection. I'm trying to put a post up, and it won't post.
But, and I'm like, really? Like, this doesn't make any sense. You've been with this woman for 13 years, had two kids with her. You didn't marry her, but you decided to spend all these years with her, and then you go behind her back to be with somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
And he cheated on his wifey before because some other chick had a baby by him, and that's how she found out that he cheated on her.
Wow.
And I see, on my Facebook posts, people giving their comments on the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, people have their opinions about it. And
well, what they say, opinions of my assholes, everybody has one, so.
No, but I'm saying, you know, a lot of people don't watch reality TV, but you can tell what's going on about reality TV because people post about it on their Facebook. So if your friends watch these shows, you can know everything that's going on through their post. And it's like, that's like, what he did was totally wrong. Jeopardizing his family for some chick that whose career might not even take off.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of careers, where are you going to start singing? Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, Rhonda Sutton is a renowned singer. I don't know why she's bullshitting and won't start singing, but she won't for whatever reason, but I'm going to make her sing one way or the other. So maybe get her and Rick Rick to do a song together. Maybe get Phillip to say something, you know, a couple things. Those are two of her biggest fans, the Rick Rick and Phillip. And Phillip's a little upset with her because he wants to host with her, but for whatever reason, she won't let him. I don't know what that is. Maybe, you know, Phillip's listening right now. You might want to tell him why you don't want to co-host with him. So if he's out there listening, what would you tell him?
And
why?
Definitely.
I mean, he's just sitting at the table.
And well, I got another story. This one's a sad story. Got another story, which is a sad story. Husband shoots his wife and two sons. Says police in DeSoto have already arrested a man they believe to have opened fire on his wife and two sons as they parked their car in their home's garage. Police took Richard Dwayne. Wait, his name is Richard Dwayne Richard into custody with two charges of aggravated assault and one charge of endangering a child. Neighbors called in the tragic shooting, and the victim, Thelma Nicole Michaud, called from a Walgreens about what had happened to her. Nicole's mother, Emily Howell, said that her daughter just filed for divorce this past August from the suspect of the crime. Nicole and her two boys moved in with her mother after she separated from her soon-to-be ex-husband. The mother did express concern about the relationship turning violent after Nicole expressed her desire to get a divorce. The couple was married for 4 years. Nicole had requested and was granted protective order against Richard a week before the shooting. Unfortunately, it had not been signed by a judge yet. Whether that court order would have been enough to stop the shooting is completely unknown. It says Richard's mother, Howell, was the witness to the shooting that gave her daughter minor injuries, but her grandson, Corey, is in critical condition. Howell said the mother of two had just pulled into the garage when the suspect dove under the closing garage door and began beating the car with his gun. He then opened fire, Howell said, which is shot out the tires of the car and put the nozzle of the gun directly to the window. Nicole said it seemed like her husband was trying to shoot her in the head but failed. Richard didn't stop there. He then continued to attack the car and windows with the gun, trying to break into it. Police said Richard made a complete surrender when the cops showed up at the home to arrest him.
Wow.
But what his name is Richard Richard. Who names their son their first name the same as their last name?
Well, I know a guy named William William.
Yeah. It happens.
His name is Richard Dwayne Richards.
His name is William Allen Williams.
You know,
yeah, he's a preacher.
That's sad.
It is. The story, that is.
You know, it's sad.
Yeah.
It's so sad. I understand, you know, when you love someone and you marry them, you know, it's death, they say to death do you part. But he had to have done something wrong for her to want to get a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't try to fix it. He just probably kept making it worse and not really put her decision into perspective. Okay,
right.
Here's another article about the Stand Your Ground laws.
Okay.
It says, Senator bickers over Stand Your Ground laws. ABC News' Trayvon Martin's mother told a panel of senators Tuesday that state Stand Your Ground self-defense laws do not work and must be amended, reviving the politically charged gun control issue a year ahead of the 2014 midterm elections.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's more. It says, but little besides politics emerged from the session held in the state Senate's made for television hearing room. Democrats who hold majority power in the Senate are trying to keep it supported. Sabrina Fulton's call. This law is an invitation for confrontation. Come on now. This thing is in my way. Okay, this said, this law is an invitation for confrontation, said Senator Dick Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois, who chaired the session. Republicans led by Senator Ted Cruz of Texas said the matter should be left to the states that passed the laws. The states are doing quite well without our interference. Rep. Louis Gomez testified to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Said Cruz, this is not about politicking. This is not about inflaming racial tensions. This is about the rights of everyone to protect themselves and protect their families. Cruz made reference to statistics which he said show that blacks invoked Stand Your Ground defense in prosecution at least as often as whites. Racial politics were unmistakably woven into the event and in the broader public policy debate. There is little willingness in Congress to weigh in on the laws of at least 23 states that have some form of the policy. These laws generally cancel a person's duty to retreat in the face of a serious physical attack. Members of Congress are busily engaged in their re-election efforts for next year's midterm with 35 seats at stake in the Senate. All 435 seats in the GOP-controlled House and the majorities of both chambers hanging in the balance. Gun control is a politically divisive issue, more so in the wake of mass shootings in Newton, Connecticut, the Washington Navy Yard, and more. Members of... Mm-hmm. Okay. The 2012 shooting death of Martin, 17 unarmed, and the acquittal this year of Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman saw racial tensions and sparked debate over stand your ground laws in Florida and at least 21 other states. Martin's mother told the panel that she attended the hearing so citizens can at least put their face to what has happened with this tragedy. I just wanted to come here to let you know how important it is that we amend the stand your ground, because it certainly did not work in my case, Fulton said, speaking without consulting the prepared remarks. The person that shot and killed my son is walking the streets today. This law does not work. Lucia
wow.
Holman McBath, the mother of Jordan Russell Davis, implored the Senate to resolve the nation's debate. Her 17-year-old son was shot and killed nearly a year ago when Michael David Dunn, 46, allegedly opened fire on a Dodge Durango with 14 teenagers inside, complaining of their loud music and saying that he saw a gun and thus a threat. Jordan had been inside, though he's never found a gun in the vehicle. The Florida Times Junior reported Dunn's trial is set for next year.
Wow.
We can lift this nation from its eternal battle in which guns rule over right, McBath told the panel. There's more to the story. According to the National Conference of State Legislators, at least 22 states have laws that allow that there is no duty to retreat from an attacker in any place in which one is lawfully present. The states are Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, according to the NCSL. Alaska also passed a stand your ground law this year, which makes clear a person has no duty to retreat if he or she is in a place of, in a place legally. At least 9 of those state laws include language stating one may stand his or her ground. Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, according to the NCSL. So those are all the states that have the stand your ground law.
Wow.
That
interesting. Okay, if celebrity news, Steal Thyself for the Jonas Brothers. They had broken up. All right, for all you little female heartthrobs out there, the Jonas Brothers are now just actual brothers. That's right. The trio has decided to dissolve their musical brotherhood for now. And it's embarking on the trio to still do music, but separately. Due to creative differences, they want to focus on their own separate projects. We're not saying we're broke up for good, but just now we want to do our own thing, our own solo projects. Now, here it says, the various projects might feature one of the two, but they're not sure. So the Jonas Brothers broke up. The news of the people were very let me turn some light on here. Okay, they broke up. The news was devastating to fans as they went to the website saying, was this true, was this true? Yes, it is. Nick, the younger brother, said, expressed that he was feeling trapped in the trio's, quote, Nick, I needed to share my heart with my brothers, not just my musical taste. So wishes good luck. Please continue to support us, and we do love you all
the Jonas Brothers, separate from now, always together at heart. So, yeah, so what they basically want to do, they want to focus on their own solo projects. So, you can't blame them, because after a while, you want to grow musically. You know, you don't want to just stay in a box. You want to grow. So I don't blame them for venturing off, you know, and trying their own solo projects. So that's cool. And in other celebrity news, Lindsay Lohan and Miley Cyrus partied together last night. That's right. Lo did the Earth Tremble on Saturday night, early Sunday morning. Mostly early Sunday morning, you see. Both Miley Cyrus and Lindsay Lohan ended up at the same Manhattan club. And not only were they in the same club, same room together, they were actually hanging out, taking intimately and giving Harvey Levine a heart attack. Molly was at the 10 AK with her friends EJ, and they took a lot of intimate photos together. Wow.
Okay.
Badass Chris Brown.
I know about that story. Miley Cyrus, Lindsay Lohan, and EJ Magic Johnson's son, they were all at this one club called One Oak, and Miley and EJ can't be in there. They could be in there, but they can't drink because, you know, you got to be 21 to drink. Some clubs you're allowed in, you're 18 to party, 21 to drink. And you
Thank
know
you
they were
that.
Just in the club.
Okay.
I get it. You know, a lot of celebrities go to the same club and they happen to bump into each other. They're like, "Hey, what's up?" And they take pictures at the club. I get it. That don't mean that they're hanging with each other just because they took a picture. So I got
and
a story.
Thank you. And another celebrity news. I have one more story. Now, you've read me a whole encyclopedia.
I didn't read you a whole encyclopedia.
You read a lot of stories,
I didn't know
though.
You were giving stories. Who knew you was giving stories?
That's right. I want to rest your voice for a while. In celebrity news, Chris Brown pleads not guilty to assault charge. Singer is accused of punching a man in the face last weekend. Chris Brown pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor assault charge at the Washington, D.C. yesterday. The singer and his bodyguard were arrested Sunday morning over an altercation with a man outside of a club. So, yeah, so Chris Brown, just take a seat, keep making music, get with Six Eyes and make some great music, man. Stay out of trouble. And that's it for my celebrity news portion with Six Eyes. Now back to you, Rhode.
Well, I have another sports story. Derrick Rose emerged Tuesday morning from the tunnel connecting the visiting locker room and the court where the Miami Heat played their home games. He surveyed his surroundings, made no effort to hide his enthusiasm for us. We're playing our first game here. It's unreal, Rose said. Now everybody enjoys it. Ring night for the Heat will be Rose night for the Chicago Bulls, who gets their best player and 2011 NBA MVP back on Tuesday night when the Eastern Conference rivals open the season against one another. The 25-year-old Rose will be playing in his first real game, not counting preseason exhibitions, since a knee injury derailed him in April 2012. A year and a half later, Chicago superstar point guard is back saying he's better. Rose believes there's no more of a of a fitting opponent to debut against than the two-time defending NBA champions, who will be hosting their newest banner in an elaborate pregame ceremony. They got something we want, so we can't hold back, Bulls said Tuesday before the Bulls went through a shoot-around practice. They have great players on their team. They're trying to three-peat. They've won two already. So there's a little bit of a rivalry there. That's also a little bit of an understatement. The Bulls' postseason run in 2011 and 2013 ended against Miami, and the teams make little secret of their collective despite for one another. On Monday, he saw LeBron James, winner of the four of the last five NBA MVP awards, with Rose claiming the other in that span, said that after Miami practice, we don't like them and they don't like us. Rose didn't necessarily disagree. Excuse me, yeah. It leads to this where it feels like you hate one another, Rose said, but you're just trying to get the same thing. Rose was asked about if this is the best Bulls team assembled since the Michael Jordan era. He seems to think so, and if he plans on recapturing his MVP, his answer there was clear. That's not the trophy he wants. I'm just trying to play the game, Rose said. Of course I want to come out here and be the best player, but my whole goal is to come out here, just try to win a championship, win MVP or whatever, I'll take it. Don't get me wrong, but my job to come out here and just try to win a title. So Derrick Rose is back with the Bulls. Their starting game is with Miami Heat. Each team don't like each other. That always happens in sports where the teams are rivals.
Right.
And fights always happen. Derrick Rose just wants a ring. He wants a ring. LeBron and them got a ring already. He wants a ring. Chicago hasn't won a championship since Jordan. And you don't watch sports, so I don't think you understand.
No, I can't say that I do.
Yeah. When you a person that's really into sports, you will understand this article. I'm into sports, but not to the point that... But I get where Derrick Rose is coming from. He was MVP once. He don't mind being MVP again, but he really wants a title. If Chicago ain't had a title since Jordan, you know how many years that is?
No.
I think the last title was that Jordan won for Chicago was in 1990 something, and then he retired after that, and then he came back, but he didn't come back as a Bull. He came back as a Wizard.
Okay.
He did come back. He came back. He retired. And I think he came back as a Bull, but he couldn't get 23 back, so they gave him... He couldn't get his number back, so they gave him 32. And I think he... something happened with his... when the thing went down with his dad, I think he left again, and then he came back again, and that's when he became a Wizard and not a Bull.
Okay. Cool.
Yep. But I get it. You know, I get it. I get with Dirk Rose. You know, he's been out from an injury. Now he's back, and he wants to win the championship. But is the Chicago Bulls this season as good as the Chicago Bulls when Jordan was there and they won championships? The only way to find out is watch how they do this season, and then you'll know if you will know for sure if they're just like the Chicago Bulls when Jordan led the team and was winning them 6 championships. Oh, here's another article. Justin, Joey Patterson, the man who allegedly killed Adrian Peterson's son, has been released from jail. He's been released from jail.
Okay.
Well, of course they was going to give him bail. I figured they was going to give him bail.
Well, speaking of who's been released from jail, Conrad Murray was released from jail yesterday morning after serving 2 years of a 4-year sentence.
Of course he's going to let him out. Of course they're going to let Conrad Murray out.
I would love to know what you think about that. And anybody else, call in 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617, call in. Tell me what you think about that.
Conrad Murray is, yes, he did administer propofol to Michael Jackson, and that's what killed him. But Michael Jackson's been taking that drug for a long time. When you take certain drugs for a long time, it catches up with your body, and then your body can't handle it anymore.
Hold up. I think we got a caller. Hold on.
Caller,
you're on the air.
Hello? Yes. Hello? This is Michael Jackson, the King of Pop. Hello?
Michael?
Now listen. Now, I heard that you said. You want to clear that up?
What?
What did you just say?
What was I saying?
Yes, what were you saying?
I was saying you was on drugs for a long time.
Listen. You're wrong,
yes,
okay?
Yes.
Listen. I was on pain. I got in a bad accident with the Pepsi commercial. You know that. Okay? I had severe third-degree burns. Therefore, I had to take a lot of medicine, okay? So, get it right, Missy. Please.
You were on... I understand what happened to you in the Pepsi commercial. I saw the commercial. I saw the news. When it showed what happened to you, that you caught on fire. Your hair caught on fire. You got third-degree burns in your head. You caught on fire, you got third-degree burns in your head, and you haven't been the same since that accident, and that's why you was taking the drugs, and that's why you was taking propofol. And propofol is only supposed to be administered when you're in the hospital, administered by a doctor, someone that can watch you as you take this drug.
Well, listen.
You're not supposed to be administered at your home.
Listen,
yes.
Here.
Yes.
You don't
know. Conrad Murray did play a part in your death.
You did, right.
But you've been on this drug for a long time.
Listen.
And when you take a drug like that, your body cannot handle it.
You take drugs?
No, I do not take drugs.
And do you drink? Do you smoke? Do you do anything?
No.
Oh, so you're just a Miss Goody Two Shoes, huh?
I didn't say I was a Miss Goody Two Shoes. I'm just stating the fact.
Oh, apparently so.
You're
apparently
taking
so.
The drug that's only supposed to be administered in a hospital.
Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Who's bad?
Hey.
Damn.
I know what I'm talking about.
What was that about?
Michael don't know what he's talking about. He know he was taking that drug for a long time. And he don't want to admit it.
Wow.
Conrad maybe served his time for his part. The part he played in Michael's death. He served his time. I hope he can get some normalcy back in his life.
You got a crush on Conrad Murray, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
You like the Rick Rick?
You like the Rick Rick?
Listen here, you like the Rick Rick? You like Philip? You like Conrad
I'm
Murray?
I'm speaking the truth. Conrad Murray served his time. He was only doing what his client, Michael Jackson, told him to do. He told him to get him some propofol. He got Michael some propofol. He administered the propofol like Michael told him to. I'm sorry that the king of pop, Michael Jackson, is gone. But
well, he's not gone. You just heard from him.
You can't blame Conrad Murray for the whole situation. Conrad Murray should take partly the blame of Michael Jackson to take the other part.
Well, I'm glad he's still here because he can't very well be dead when he just called us to the show. So
like
I'm happy about that.
Michael Jackson should take partly the blame for what happened to him. Conrad Murray took part of the blame, so should Michael. And
you like Michael, don't you?
This man should get some normalcy back in his life. I'm sure he was only following instructions of what his client, Michael Jackson, told him to do.
You like Michael, don't you?
Yes, I'm a fan of Michael Jackson, but what he did was wrong.
424-243-9617. 424-243-9617. Call in with your thoughts.
No one has called in on either board. And the show is almost over soon.
Well, thanks for that tidbit of information. If you miss any show, you can always check out either show, both Road to Stardom and Six Eyes Radio. All shows are available on demand. Google Six Eyes Radio, Google Road to Stardom Radio. Follow both shows. You'll be in great company. Great show, great music. And you never know who's going to stop by. Six Eyes Radio, where the stars come.
So this article right here says, say what? May he allegedly beat Adrian Peterson's son to death, released from jail. Okay, it says on Tuesday, the man who allegedly beat NFL star Adrian Peterson's daughter's son to death was released from jail. Joseph Patterson, 27, posted $750,000 bond and was released from Minnehaha County Jail in South Dakota. He was charged with second-degree murder after Peterson's two-year-old son died from injuries he sustained during a brutal beating. Patterson was reportedly dating the child's mother, who was not around at the time of the beating. According to TMZ, the bond was lowered from $1 million yesterday after Patterson pled not guilty in court. He has been charged with second-degree murder and two counts of first-degree manslaughter, as well as aggravated battery of an infant. He has also been charged with felony child abuse. No word on when he's due back in court. No. They're showing Adrian Peterson and his two-year-old son, but it's not the son who they're talking about in the article. money to do it, he's gonna he did it. He pled not guilty. But why would you leave a person you're dating alone with your child? That's one thing you don't do as a parent, male or female. You do not leave a person you're dating alone with your child, especially if you and this person haven't been dating that long. Your child shouldn't even be around them. Because crazy things like this happen, and then you blame yourself. You blame the person, of course, but you also blame yourself because it was too soon to have this person around your child. Yes. It's too soon. Yep, it's too soon. But once the case goes to trial, he's going to be convicted. If he gets off of killing this little boy, shame on the justice system. That's all I have to say. If he gets off of killing this child, shame on the justice system. Here's another story. Madam President, video of ratchet children goes viral, places shame on Black America. Okay, so let's see what this is about. And they spelled president wrong, but they spelled it instead of with an S, they put a Z to spell president. It says, after watching this video and reading the engagement of Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, I was certain the black race is headed in a downward direction. In my lifetime, I have exchanged some pretty heavy words with the enemy at a young age, but never have I had this kind of conversation with anyone in this world. This video is an exemplification of the African-American woman. Now, I'm sure many women are disassociating themselves with the behavior of these little girls, but the fact is, this is the kind of conversation that is held on Basketball Wives, Real Housewives of Atlanta, and many other shows that don't show much of anything besides the fights between black women. This video produced tears from my heart because these little girls don't stand a chance in the world. I hate to categorize these children into the expected statistic of failure, but they don't stand a chance. Wow. It says, children will say mean things, but these young girls, who are possibly between the ages of 6 to 8 years old, are mimicking their parents. I'm not sure who their parents are, but I'm certain they are doing a horrible job of parenting. I cannot blame these little girls' behavior solely on television. The mothers of these little girls are horrific and should not be allowed to birth children that they refuse to parent, care for, teach, or respect enough to protect their ears from hearing adult conversations. Television lack of education. Come on, damn advertisement popping over the article. Television lack of education and lack of fatherhood are all factors that are killing the black community. Leadership, school system, bad parenting, and more will continue to keep us a dying race. How can we be joyful of a black president when our children are having a conversation like this? Watch the video below. May God bless Black America. So I am going to play the video because this is my first time watching this video and reading this article. So here we go. We're playing over this video.
dragging in my coop. Hell! I know you brought it back in my dick on my liner. You dragging in my dick. Girl, I didn't know you was a boy. Girl, I didn't know you sucked dick. I didn't know you sucked dick. I didn't know you sucked dick. You know why I was a boy? You sucked dick with your little big ass nose. Bitch, you better stop talking with your bony ass. Girl, gone in my mouth and I can talk whenever I want to talk with your ugly ass looking like Trey with that boo-boo on the back of his pants. That ain't even a boo-boo, bitch. Yes, it is. Bitch, you want to shut the fuck up with that sparkly girl, ass. Girl, even know with one black sweat. Bitch, you were not showing me a single time. Girl, you were that yesterday. Girl, I don't wear a single. You were that yesterday. You were that day, and that ugly face yesterday. Bitch, it's just supposed to be on my face. Y'all snagged too, ugly ass. Girl, you can't talk about nobody snagged too, but y'all messed up too. And y'all be messing with that. It's like that. Like an oval. Girl, stop talking. That's why you go with that boy that lived down there and he got snagged too. And he,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
He's trying to be such a dick. And no, I don't see. You suck his dick every time when you see him, right? I don't like him. Eddie, I like this boy in my classroom. Okay, you don't even know your man. I was trying to take you downstairs. You go like, hold up, let me watch TV for a minute. Come on. Don't even know you falling down. You're just too fast. Chop bum, yeah,
you see that. Girl, you don't watch up.
Girl, yes, I do.
You were this yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you. Okay, my mom.
I didn't wear this yesterday.
Okay, my mom.
You want to wear
with your dummy
look
ass.
You.
Girl, you can't talk about nobody dummy. You don't even know one. All you know is 1 + 1.
Girl, I know a brother.
No, you know what 1 + 1.
1 + 1. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up is nothing, dumbass.
She said 1 + 1 and shut the fuck up.
They ain't even laughing at your
they don't have ass. To laugh.
You be
girl, you keep crying. You suck dick.
Girl, you suck dick. You don't look nothing like him. She look way better to you.
Oh,
24/7 way better.
She do look like him.
No, girl, Kaylin got longer than you, and you be dick riding on that bitch. You be dick riding on that Yari. You go to Kayla's house to Nayari. Girl, both of them are friends. Girl, that ain't even funny with your black ass. That's not you,
black.
You can't talk about nobody's black for your insults if you know your color and I'm brown. You are black. You are blacker than the gold. I know why fucking my hair is not in yours, but she got
okay, hair. My hair can be longer than mine.
Okay.
My hair not even longer than mine.
Okay.
Girl, you gotta talk about my hair. Your hair come right here.
Your hair come from your bottom of your ass. And it's
yeah, my hair can come right here, long right here. Yep, I know.
Yeah, you got hair on your coochie and your ass.
You got hair on your underpants.
Girl, I don't even die
You heard all of that? You heard all of that? I guess I lost this size. Well, that video right there was...
I think that was some kids acting up. You think that was some adults acting with the kids?
No. Two young kids that's about 5 or 6 years old talking like they grown, cursing up a storm.
Is this a video?
Yes, it's a video of the article I was reading. That's the video from the article.
Wow.
Really?
That's sad.
You let your kids talk like that?
Now who the hell?
Your kids listen to conversations you having with friends, and you and your friend is talking like that, and they can repeat it word for word? That don't make any sense.
Told you kids are impressionable.
That don't make no sense. Well, we are at the 2 minute mark of the show. The show is about to be over soon. I appreciate everybody that listened to the show tonight. We'll be back again next Tuesday with a whole different show. It ain't going to be about news. We don't know. We're just giving you different variety of shows on our networks. Today just happened to be news. Next week, I don't know for sure what it's going to be, but it's going to be something good. And that last article I read, and then I played the video, was two young girls really talking like they grown, and they're not grown. And it's people sitting there watching them talk like that and videotaping it and putting it on the internet for people to see. This is ridiculous of the things people do because they think it's cute when it's not cute. That is not cute. That is not cute for your child to be cursing up a storm, talking about you suck this person's dick, you suck that. No, that is not cute. And then you got to post it on the internet.
90 seconds.
That video, it's on YouTube. So that video should be taken down from YouTube and never be shown again. Should not be passed on Facebook either, because I know what
people are doing. Whatever adult put it up there, don't no 5-year-old not to go on no internet and upload nothing. I don't think.
Right. Right. No adult knows that. I mean, no kid knows that. Adult does. And for them
well,
to let that be posted
either.
On. For them to let that be posted on YouTube or any video site is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. That should not be going down like that. That should be taken down from wherever it was posted. If it's posted on YouTube, it should be flagged on YouTube so it could be taken down.
Right.
That's what you call bad parenting. That's what you call women who should never, ever, 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 ever have any more kids.
Hey, I say a prayer. I say a prayer. And my prayers go out to the Thornton family whose child was hit by a hit-and-run car after passing up a bus. My prayers goes out to the Thornton family. God bless. Prayers is with you and the family.
We are in the bonus hour of the show. We are in the bonus hour of the show. So, that last article just really threw me because I know if I heard my niece that young talking like that, just like the other article we talked about, the teenage kid being beaten badly by his father for calling his mother a bitch.
Mhm.
And they saying, you know, parents shouldn't be beating their kids. That's when your kids talk the way them kids was talking. That's when your child needs to be beaten.
Right.
I'm not saying beat them until you kill them, but I'm just saying they deserve a beating, because ain't no child of mine going to be talking like that and think it's cute.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The videos I see posted on Facebook of things that shouldn't even be on Facebook, but it's already on there and it's circulating over and over through Facebook, is really sickening. The things that people post and think is cute. Yep, the things that people post on Facebook is sickening and they think it's cute. It's not cute. Posting videos of your child dancing seductively, that's not cute. Posting videos of your child humping another little child while they're sleeping is not cute. It's not funny. It's not cute. Those videos like that should be banned from being posted on Facebook, YouTube, any video site that you can upload videos. It should be banned. Videos like that should be banned. I can't believe these sites will let videos like that up. Well, I'm going to say peace, warm love on behalf of Road Starter Radio and 6 Eyes Radio. We'll see you again next Tuesday with another different type of show. Like I said, we're bringing variety to you. Every Tuesday we're going to bring variety to you. There's going to be different types of shows we're bringing to you every Tuesday. I don't know what type of show we're bringing to you next Tuesday, but we're going to bring you variety. So I want to say bye-bye. And tune in tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Girlfriend to Girlfriend with Goddess L on 6 Eyes Radio. And tune in tonight at 11 p.m. for the Indie Experience right here on Road to Starting Radio. You can listen by phone by dialing 626-414-3449. And tomorrow you can listen on 6 Eyes Radio by dialing 424-243-9617. Listen to Goddess L show, Girlfriend to Girlfriend. Tonight on Road to Starting Radio is the Indie Experience. And you could tune in, like I said, by calling in, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/roadtostardom. And tomorrow you can go to blogtalkradio.com/6eyes, and you can listen to the show. You will see where it says live, and that's the show you click on, and you'll be in the chat room. You can listen to the show. If you don't want to, the show is always posted on Facebook. You can listen to the player on Facebook. You don't have to come to the actual website to listen. We appreciate you for tuning in tonight. So I'm going to say bye-bye once again. I'll see you at the next shows.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.